All right, 1380 WPHM. We may not be having parades and big parties, but March 17th is still St. Patrick's Day, and St. Patrick's Day means corned beef. The oldest producer of corned beef in the United States is in Detroit, E.W. Groble Sons, and Jason Groble is the CEO of the company, joins us right now. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I bet you guys are selling a lot of your product this week, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I think, and I think even people are responding. Especially, you know, it's corned beef is not just for the holiday, but it's also a great comfort food.
Yeah, well, exactly. And we're all kind of, you know, sheltering in place, so to speak. We're social distancing, and you're right. Nothing like putting a slab of corned beef in the slow cooker or in the oven, especially when we're home. Tell us a little bit about your company, because I think this is fascinating. You have, the fourth generation working there now?
Yes. I'm fourth generation, and I have two daughters working full-time as well.
Oh, so you got fifth generation there now. Wow.
Which, so we've been around since 1883, and it's really quite humbling to, you know, I mean, when you grow up in it and you take it for granted, then you realize, you know, what that is. It's almost 140 years ago. Yeah. That was the year the Brooklyn Bridge was opened to traffic.
Wow.
Just to put a perspective there, it was 5 years before the major cities in the United States were electrified.
Man, oh, man. And, you know, you think about it. You think about what we're going through right now. And, you know, we say, oh, my gosh, you know, how are we going to survive this? Think about what Detroit and Michigan and the United States and the world has survived in those 140-some years.
You know, absolutely. You know, that's a really good point, especially, you know, with the challenges that we're having with this, you know, the virus and people's response. But, you know, we've been here before. We're strong, and this too shall pass. And we've come through a lot. We've come through a lot together, and this is a great country, and I think we're all blessed to be to be born into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I said this at the beginning, the oldest producer of corned beef in the United States. That's quite a claim to fame there, Jason.
You know, yeah, that is. And so we're America's oldest corned beef specialist, and we're also America's, you know, widest distributed corned beef. We're in Walmarts and Sam's Clubs nationwide. We're in public stores in the Florida region, mm-hmm. and Food Lions and many other chains under the Groble's brand, and then others under store brands as well. So we do that, and then of course there's the whole restaurant side of the business, from general restaurants to the major food service distributors, you know, Sysco, U.S. and Gordon food services, but also we specialize as well in the traditional New York style deli corned beef, which is it's a different the Jewish style corned beef is different than the Irish style.
How so?
Each has its unique.
Okay.
And we have the number one brand in each. That's the Cy Ginsburg brand there. The Groble's brand is the Irish style corned beef, and the Cy Ginsburg's is the Jewish style.
Okay. What's the major difference between the two?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and you know, you can use them interchangeably, but the major difference, you know, when you the Irish style corned beef is prepared for you know, to be served like a corned beef and cabbage meal, so it's designed to be a little more juicy, and it has more of the aromatic spices in there, like the pickling spices.
Got it.
Whereas the Jewish style and the Cy Ginsburg's is drier. And has more of the savory elements, less of those pickle spices, but more of garlic and onion. And those make it ideal for the pile high, you know, the pile high sandwich that you get in a true deli.
So what is corned beef exactly? What makes it corned beef?
Great question. You know, the term corning really comes from the root word corn, which is the English word for nodule, a corn only in America did we call, you know, the produce that we grow corn. That came much, much later, and it was called corn because they have it grows on the cob in nodules.
Mm-hmm.
So the original salt was mined, and it comes out of the ground in these nodules, and they called corns of salt. So when you pack things into salt to preserve them, which is the origin of all cured meats, including corned beef, it was the term that was used is corning them, you know, by packing them into these corns of salt as they were more naturally found in the ground. And that's the origin of the name of it. But really, ham is a cured mm-hmm. pork. Corned beef is a cured beef. So
okay.
It's the same process, just with the different protein.
All right. So when I get that corned beef at the store, that Grobel's corned beef, and I take it home, what's the best way to prepare it?
Well, of course, the traditional way is the instructions are all over the package, but also you go to our website, Grobel.com, and there's a plethora of recipes there. The traditional one, of course, is to put it in a pot, submerge it and fill it with water, and cover that and simmer it for about 2.5 to 3 hours. And it comes out fork tender and beautiful that way. You can cook it in the oven, but you must keep it covered because, again, you don't want that to dry out. And if it dries out, then it will taste too salty. The salt level that's in there is designed to go along with the moisture, keeping it in a very moist cook. Also, a great way for people, if they don't have the time and they can start it in the morning and put it on low, 11 hours in a crock pot on low or 5 hours in a crock pot on high, it comes out amazing. And one of my favorite versions of that is a stout recipe. I use a bottle of Guinness and I half fill the crock pot. I put the meat in the crock pot, half filled with water, and the rest with a Guinness. And then I pile some brown sugar right on top of the meat.
Ooh,
and leave it there, and then cover it, and again turn it on for 5.5 hours on high. And that brown sugar just ends up melting down around and into it.
Goodness.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I love it. That sounds fantastic. I think I may give that a try because there's nothing that I like more at St. Patrick's Day than having a good corned beef. We're talking with Jason Grobel from EW Grobel Sons, the oldest producer of corned beef in the U.S. right in Detroit, Michigan. You have had some challenges with your workforce at times. Tell us a little bit more about where you find good quality employees.
Well, great question. And I think every employer has had challenges, and especially with the unemployment rate being so low. But the great news that I'm trying to spread, and, I have a book on Amazon called Leading America Back to Work, and it tells the story of how we've approached that challenge. We have done many things in our business. Instead of trying to find workers that fit our model, we've adapted our business place to the available workforce. And we employ fantastic employees that we're located in the Eastern Market and, the neighborhoods surrounding, and some of them are challenged neighborhoods, at-risk neighborhoods, but we have a fantastic, amazing workforce, and they achieved in this last fourth quarter the highest level of productivity we've ever recorded in our company. And so it's a testament that when you get a great group of people together, you have to, we have a noble mission, and we're trying to bring the safest, greatest, meat products to our customers. And then we let each person know, no matter how seemingly mundane that job is, every single job is critically important. There are links in a chain, and you're only as good as your weakest link. Everybody's important, and that has paid off. And again, the concepts are highlighted in the book, but it's something I love to talk about, and it keeps me engaged myself because I can never get bored with what I do.
Yeah, it sounds like
you know,
it.
All of us, there's an aspect in our lives of the same thing every day. And after a while,
yep.
It can seem without purpose, but it never truly is. And we can't ever let that happen. We got to understand that we're about uplifting and encouraging those around us. And as long as we're doing that, there's always a reason to get out of bed. No matter if you got aches and pains or whatever the issue, first we have to take care of ourselves, yes, but also the really, you know, our job is to take care of ourselves, but our mission is others. And that mission never ends, and it's a great one.
Jason, what's the name of that book again?
It's called Leading America Back to Work.
We've
it's
all got extra time.
Available on Amazon.
We all have time on our hands to read now, so we'll take a look at that. Hey, let me wish you an early happy St. Patrick's Day. I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Paul, you're the best, and thank you. And I just want to encourage everyone out there. This challenge shall pass us. We're going to be better and stronger coming out the other side.
I hear you. Jason, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
1380 WPHN, that's our Made in Michigan Monday, featured Jason Grobel, the CEO of E.W. Grobel Sons in Eastern Market in Detroit, the oldest producer of corned beef in the United States.